with Bob.
And Poncho Man, everybody. Day 3, Breakfast with Bob. We brought to you by Hoka, Polar, UCAN, Velofix, Normatec, Active, Canyon Bicycles, Form Goggles, Amp Human. And our championship edition will be at Four Seasons Resort Hualalai. We're celebrating 10 years at Huggos on the Rocks. Our next guest, please give it up for Camilla Peterson. How are you?
I'm doing really good, thanks.
So good to have you on. And when growing up, were you into swim, bike, run? What were your sports early on?
I never running, never biking, just ice hockey.
Ice hockey?
Yeah, ice hockey.
In Denmark?
In Denmark, yeah.
And that's a huge sport in Denmark.
It's a huge sport in Denmark, and I also tried different kinds of sport, like girl sports, like gymnastics and handball, but I didn't really like
it. Didn't like it, but you like hockey.
I like hockey.
Could you hit people?
Of course, that's why I like hockey.
Oh, I like it. We need full contact triathlon. That would be good, right?
Yeah, that would be cool. That would
be really fun.
Yeah.
So hockey, how far did you, were you on the national team? How far did you go on that?
Yeah, like I played only with the boys because girls hockey, you're not allowed to tackle, and that's what hockey is about.
Yeah, it's hitting, yeah.
So I played with the boys and I've always been like a boy girl. And I was on the national team, but hockey is not so big in Denmark.
No.
When you come to the girls' side. So I had two options, go to the U.S. or Canada, or maybe I should find another sport. And I also was swimming.
Yes.
And I was on the national team on that. So I went and had focus on swimming.
And then when did triathlon come in?
Actually, I started swimming in 2002, and I didn't swim at all for 8 years. I started triathlon in 2010.
What did you do from 2002 to 2008?
I did a lot of, I worked in a fitness center. I was an instructor in, like, spinning classes. That's how I learned to bike,
yes.
Being a spinning instructor.
Yeah.
And then I had a lot of other classes, and I did my studies at the same time, and I maybe had 20 hours a week of classes in the gym and while I did my studies, so it wasn't like I didn't do anything.
You were fit.
Yeah, I was training a lot.
And when did you find triathlon?
I didn't find it. Like, I kind of missed having a goal with all the training I did. Like, why do I train so many hours? And then I heard like triathlon was the new extreme sport, like Ironman,
right?
Because everybody before talked about a marathon. I'd never been doing a run race ever. I was always running to be happy if I came home from school and I wasn't happy, or I did some studies and I couldn't solve it. I always went out, did a run, and then all of a sudden everything just solved itself. And then Rasmus Henning called me.
Rasmus.
Yes, Rasmus Henning called me and said he was going to start a youth team. You had to be between 15 and 22, but I was 26 at that time. And he said he heard I had some potential. I was an old swimmer and I worked a lot in the fitness center, and he saw something in me, and I was like, yeah, why not give it a shot with triathlon?
Yeah.
And I got on this youth national team in Denmark, even though I'd never done a triathlon, but they saw some potential in me, and so I started as a pro in 2010.
So basically you started the sport as a pro?
Yeah, I started as a pro, never been age grouper.
And now at that point, were you thinking the Olympic program and trying to get there, or?
Yeah, well, we talked about I should be maybe a backup for the Olympics, so I did a lot of short distance in the beginning,
yeah.
But I hated it, because I don't really feel like you do your own work.
The whole thing with the draft legal on
yeah,
the bike.
Yeah, I was a shitty runner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I was still new in the running, and then I did all the hard work on the bike to keep all the good runners in second or third group away. But then I put the bike and everybody was on running me.
Yes.
So I kept like, can I please do like this Ironman soon? And my coach keep saying, the old coach, I have to be patient, and I still needed to build some speed before we went to longer distance. And then I got to do my first long distance, the European Championships long distance in 2011.
Yeah. And how'd you do?
I won it, so that was fun.
Slow learner. I like it. Win that. What's a big deal? Yeah.
Yeah, and then I did my first half Ironman in 2012. Won that.
Yeah.
Then I did my first Ironman in Copenhagen in 2012.
Win that.
I won that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool.
I'm seeing a pattern. I'm seeing a pattern that you're pretty darn good at this.
It's always nice to have a good debut in something. Yeah. So
2013, you win Frankfurt?
I did Frankfurt as my second Ironman, and I won that.
Yes. So you win Frankfurt, and at that point, you're qualified for Kona.
Yeah. So I was so excited. I was still new and still had a lot to learn, and everybody talked about Kona, and I could finally go.
Right.
So,
and
yeah.
So was it August?
That was in August. I did Ironman, yeah.
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 And then you crashed?
Then I had a crash, got some skull fracture, broke some ribs and hips and
everything,
but the worst thing was the head.
Brain injury.
Yeah, I got a big brain injury, and my brain got swallowed, so they had to put me into induced coma.
For what, 19 days or something?
19 days, yeah.
Wow. And now when you come out of that, did you have to relearn how to walk and talk and pretty much everything?
Yeah, it was like a total new body I woke up in. I couldn't figure out what had happened.
Yeah.
And I had a hard time talking in the beginning. I still do. Because I have some injuries in the speaking center of the brain and the memory center. I learned how I handle with it. And yeah, it was kind of hard to start to talk again. I still have things. I can't remember words. But the good thing is, when I can't remember it in Danish, I remember it in English.
So basically your English is better now than it was then.
My English is a lot better than my Danish, actually. Okay. It's
and you
weird.
Grew up with Danish.
I grew up with Danish, yeah. But it's because, like, when you have it in the speaking center, like, English I learned later, so it's not sitting in the speaking center
of
it's the brain.
Yeah,
it's sitting in another place in the brain. So it's pretty cool.
What has been the toughest part of all this?
Oh, the toughest part has been to learn myself again, because I'm not the same.
You're a different person.
No, I'm not the different person, but my body is different. It reacts different than what I grew up with and what I learned. So I have to learn all over again. That's what I also like about it, because it's a challenge.
So after you were supposed to, I'm sure when you woke up out of a coma, you're going, well, wait a second, it's what month is this? And I've got Kona in October. And when they finally broke it to you, you can't go to Kona. Right?
One of the first time I remember, there was a calendar in my room and I saw it was the end of September and I was really confused. And it's like, why does it say it's September? We're in August. And they said, no, we're in September. It's like, I have to be in Hawaii.
Yes.
So that was one of the first things I remember. So that was a good thing I remembered.
When was it when you felt that you could actually train and race again?
First I had to learn how to walk again.
That's sort of a good start.
Yeah, well, I couldn't walk in the beginning, and the doctor said I should be in a wheelchair the rest of my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Based on your injury?
Based on my injuries, also in the back and the lower back. And I had, it didn't look too good. So that's where my fight started.
Yes.
Luckily, I've always been a really stubborn girl. So people shouldn't tell me there's nothing I can do before I figured out myself I can't do it. So it took me 10 days where I probably fell down on the floor like a million times. But I just went up again, and then I couldn't figure out why I couldn't stand on my legs. I've done it for 30 years.
Right. And qualifying to come here in 2015 and getting eighth here, really less than 2 years after not being able to walk, knowing if you were going to be in a wheelchair, how special was it just to be here, just to be on the starting line again?
Oh, it was my dream. Like, that's the biggest thing everybody talks about. It's Kona. It doesn't really matter all the other races. So that's also one of the reasons I was fighting. Like, I had to take one step at a time. I had to, because I couldn't swim in the beginning either.
Right.
Like, the first couple of months, every time I went to the water, I got so dizzy and I got a pressure in my head. But yeah, just being here in 15, I was actually told by the doctors 2 months before Kona that I couldn't go because I got 2 disc collapses after a race.
So you had like disc surgery?
Yeah, not the surgery, but it was like they pop out. So that's why they didn't want to do a surgery, but they said you have to stay calm, no training. And I was like, I'm going to Kona. So it was no running for me for 2 months. It was just running in water, and I couldn't ride my TT bike. It was only my road bike. So I was like, I'm not going to give up. Like, I've won one fight coming back to life.
Yes.
I want to go to Kona, and I just want to be there. So I went here and went to the start, and I
got eighth place.
I got eighth place, so it wasn't too bad.
Eighth place, and then the following year you got 11th.
Yeah.
And so when you go into these races and you do, are your expectations different? Are you just happy to be here? Obviously, you're still competitive. You still want to win.
Yeah.
But do you, you understand that, you know what, I could be in a wheelchair. I could be not able to do this at all.
Yeah, I'm like, of course, I'm super happy and I'm really proud of myself.
Yes.
Like, I've come so far, but I only also being able to be here because of course, my family, my all the doctors that helped me, my
right.
coaches, my, of course, my sponsors and everybody, all the support I have from the outside, also for people I don't know. And I heard that I've been a big inspiration. That's also what drives me.
Yes.
And that's also what keeps me fighting because I still have issues. I still have brain injuries. And I will have. People don't see it because I still have my arms. I still have my legs.
You look fine.
I look
it's
fine.
It's the invisible injuries.
Yeah, it's like the brain. And I still have troubles with keeping hydration in me.
Right.
So that's why Kona is probably not the best place for me to do races.
But you love it here.
I love it.
You've got
to
be here.
I love to get my ass kicked, and I love to see where I am. No, that's also why if I get my ass kicked, then I know I'm not good enough. And it, gives
and it has
me
nothing to do with the brain injury.
No, it's just that's how
better.
I am. Yeah, someone's better, and that also gives me motivation to keep fighting because I know I'm better.
You are. And what are the goals here?
I can't say a top three or a top five. The goal for me is to do perform 100%.
Yes.
And that's where I end up, that's where I'm going to be. So my goal is just to perform, give it all I got, and smash myself, and see like where I end up.
How about a round of applause for Camilla Peterson? So great to have you back. Enjoy every second out there. Macho Man!